Welcome to Bite Size Dental Marketing. Today I have the lovely Ian. Ian, you look great. No, we're live. You look great. Your hair looks wonderful. How's South Africa? But it's getting cold here. But as I'm watching all the South Africans on the screen, they're starting to, you know, shed the layers and get the jacket off.
We are in summer. It's summer. It is called December here in South Africa. December. It is the time of the year where our nation goes from doing not a lot of work to begin with and then to doing less work. It is a time where it's not frowned upon.
I need to tell you how comforting that is as a business owner who employs about 20 South Africans. It's incredibly comforting. Every time I hear it, even though I'm like, is it 20% of a joke? Is it 70% joke?
Rest assured, Eric, you know your flock. You know your flock.
Yes, I do. That's here lies my problem. What do you want to talk about today?
So
on this December. December.
It's got a Z. So what I want to talk about today, Eric, ties back to a book that we have been doing as our book club that we've been having at the agency.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Story Brand.
The Story Brand.
Building a Story Brand.
And this has been one of my favorite books. And if there's anybody out there that is just trying to understand, I encourage dentists too, but other marketers too, if you're just trying to understand some of the secret sauce of actually understanding customers, consumers, dental patients in this point, how they think, and how you should position yourself in marketing, this is a great book to look
it's
at.
It's a good one.
It even changed my perception. I mean, I've been in marketing for 4.5, nearly 5 years now, and reading this has even opened my eyes to, I haven't actually thought about it that way. And today I want to dive into that a little bit with you on how dentists and dental practices should be thinking about their practice and business and the message that they are putting out.
Before we jump in, I have a question. What do you think most offices do today? Because, I mean, they're not thinking about this book, right? They're not thinking through the journey, but are they? Because I would say they're focused on either the services they provide or the technology.
Correct. Like, they're telling you how great they are.
Which sounds like everyone's doing it, so it sounds like you should too.
Exactly.
But it's not.
We need to change the way that we're thinking, because I admit fault here too. I was in that for very long, and now understanding if bring marketing back to psychology and what we should be doing, it's so obvious, which we'll get into in a second. But to answer your question, yes, the technology side, we've been in business for this many years, or we have the largest
this many smiles,
we've seen this many people, we have even the continued education. I understand that is important, and to dentists, I know you need that to become a better dentist, but I've never seen a patient or heard of a patient that went, I was so happy that my dentist had done this many continued education courses and therefore I chose them. It's good to have under your belt. When I'm past the initial barrier of deciding if I want you to be my dentist. So all of these things are great. I don't want people to confuse that with what I'm saying here. To have all of those things is still social proof of who you are as a business. But when I'm scrolling my phone or I'm on my desktop and I'm going through trying to decide to which dentist I go to, my brain is working a little bit different to how I think most people are doing it. And that is actually tapping into what are the problems that you are solving for this patient and how are you differentiating yourself in helping a patient get from point A to point B. It is as simple as that.
It doesn't sound simple.
Okay, we can break it down. So how do we think as human beings? What do we think with?
I mean, we think very survival-based, typically, especially when something is new.
And that means fear, desire. I mean, and that goes into a ton of other things. Wanting to fit in, having enough money, consumption of food, social presence, all of those type of things tap into the hierarchy of what matters to us as human beings. And what I've seen again and again is when patients actually decide who they want to go to, we either think with our wallet based on the calls that we have listened to where people say, do you take my insurance? What plans do you have? What options do you have? or the desire of wanting to achieve something. I have a wedding coming up. I have a missing tooth or missing teeth, and I want to eat a steak again. And if you're just telling me, we've been in business for 40 years, the need that I have that I want you to solve is not part of that value proposition that you're actually putting forward to me.
I do care you've been in business, but I care more about me first.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what this book tells us is, and many brands do this, you're sending so many different messages at once of who you are that it becomes overwhelming to the patient. It's good that you have tons of services. It's good that you believe in holistic dentistry and you believe in no anxiety dentistry and you believe in, yes, go ahead, Eric.
No, I think it's great that you have the latest Atero scanner, but I don't care. I think I might care at some point when once we decided on a treatment. Now keep in mind, I'm now in your chair, so I'm already past the journey, but now I care because I see your confidence and competency in your craft. And now I see how you're applying newest technology, but yeah, I mean, just because you do crowns and you have the newest CEREC and Atero scanner, that does nothing for a prospective patient. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Especially if that message is coming through with a bunch of other stuff on your homepage.
With a bunch of, it's messy.
We also have in-house plans. We have all of these services. We also have these funding options. We also have this special going on right now. We're also dentistry from the heart, and it's for family dentistry, but we also do dental implants. And
we see kids, but not too many kids. And we love to do ortho, but not all the ortho. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gets really messy. Like in our desire to push the paradox is, you know, not to sum things up too early in the episode, we're pushing so much information that we're putting a cognitive load on the consumer to decide if this fits them or not.
Exactly.
And that's tough.
And it's about figuring out, you as a dentist, what is the message that I want to put out there? What is one of the most important things that I want to communicate to a new patient coming to my practice? And what I'd seen with some of our clients, Dr. Kabudi out in Beverly Hills did this perfectly. He said, Ian, I want to be the dentist that people understand they don't have to have dental anxiety when they come in. Everything is geared on my website and on the homepage and how we position ourselves as, we'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about dental anxiety. We've been doing this for many, many patients. Here's a bunch of testimonials in understanding. This is why we do the type of dentistry we do and why we have a passion for helping people that have dental anxiety. The message is super, super clear. But on the other side of the coin, you see some of the offices that are, they also want to push that, but then they also want to promote all of these type of treatments. And they also want to make sure that the in-house plan is happening. They also want to make sure. And again, those things are great once you have a patient through the door, but initially we need to think about it differently. So step one, make sure that the messaging you want to put out there is clear and that it's focused on one, maybe two goals that you would like to position yourself in within the public sphere. The second point that I get into here is then you need to have a clear mission statement or clear verbiage or clear communication on how you are addressing the problems that people are having within that category that you selected. So for instance, don't tell me that dental implants and replacing missing teeth and all of that, like we do that, we've been doing it for so long, we have the best placement and all of that. How about, hey, Eric, would you like to eat a steak again?
If you started serving my need, right? Would you like to smile again? You know, would you like to be proud of your smile? I think that's such a great line. You likely have some amount of shame around not smiling or you know, covering your smile, things like that. And yeah, it's a more powerful message when you break it down than, you know, we do crowns. Hello.
And making it about the patient, that's another thing that the mm-hmm. book really gets into, is what we usually do in the examples we've used are we try and make ourselves the hero. Mm. So the business is trying to say how amazing they are. And I mean, if you look at video games, if you look at the movie, we like the main character or the game, the person you're playing, is because you are the hero in that story. You are living through the eyes of that hero. And that's why we love to watch those stories and to play, we project ourselves onto these people and onto these characters.
Do you like to be the hero when you're saving an office?
In my own story. And what businesses tend to do, or dental practices in this case, is they try and make them the hero of the story instead of thinking about what do I need to do to position this patient as the hero so that they feel empowered when they come to this practice. And that, again, is something that needs to flow in the verbiage that you have from your website to your social media to the way that you're interacting with new patients when consultations come in.
How do you start? How do you go from, that's great, Ian, but, you know, two companies ago built my website, someone's posting social media for me. How do you go from where most practices are today to honing in this very well-crafted message?
So to answer your first question, where I would start is looking at what I currently have and seeing how often am I just talking about my own business and how often am I actually speaking to the needs and the solutions of what my patients will require and making them the hero in the story. So, and I mean, we did this exercise as an agency, going through a website and seeing, okay, here we're talking about the practice, here we're talking about the practice, here we're talking about the practice. Here, okay, this entire page is just saying things about, This is why you should come to us. This is why you should trust us. This is why we have the best technology. This is why we have this. And then figuring out, well, how can I make this more about my patient? So at a bare minimum, I would start with the website because I think that's kind of your home base of what the rest of your marketing material will reflect or bleed into. So it's not an easy task. So that's what I'm saying. At the bare minimum, just look and try and figure out, hey, okay, so Ian said that I need to stop just talking about the practice and look at how are we actually addressing the needs, the fears, the desires, the real solutions that patients want. It will stand out to you very quickly. It sounds like a difficult exercise, but once you know this detail and this way of thinking, any business you look at now, you can immediately judge and gauge whether or not they wrote that with the customer in mind or the patient in mind, or if they wrote it because they're just talking about themselves.
Who's out there doing it right in our space? Like when you look at their site, who's got it honed in?
So Cook Street Village Dental, Dr. David Thode, he actually recently welcomed his first child to the world. Congratulations, doctor. He's the kind of dentist that I feel from the start, he had his message honed in, and when he had joined us, he's like, this is how I want to be seen, and this is what's important to me. And when I think of the brand he has, he always said that the worse someone's mouth is, the more welcome they are in his office. Like, he wants to be the place where if every dentist has said, that's too much or this is too complex, he's the guy that wants to say, please, I welcome you, come on in. And what a lot of people have when they're at that point is severe trauma, probably in some shape or form, of thinking about themselves, being embarrassed about their smile, being embarrassed to smile in front of other people. And what he said is, I want to make sure people know this is a judgment-free zone, that you don't have to have dental anxiety and you can make sure this is a safe space. And if you pull up his website, cookstreetvillagedental.com is the website for those that want to have a look.
Yeah, out of the gate, a judgment-free zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. A safe space where for all of your dental needs. Then there's a video that shows you the new patient experience and what you can expect. You meet the dentists, and the next one is, how can we help you? Are you embarrassed of your smile? Do you have missing or broken teeth? Are you afraid of going to the dentist? And even his services, when you drop down from the main menu, I need my teeth cleaned. I need to repair my teeth. I need to replace missing teeth. I want to perfect my smile. I want to straighten my smile. So immediately the approach of this website is everything about, hey, Eric, what do you want? What do you need? And here's how we can help you get that.
When I think of who does it, well, I like the one you mentioned there, Dr. Thode, but I also like Dr. Brittany Dickinson out of Lakeview, Chicago. She has the company Sugar Fix. And when you land on her site, it says what makes you smile, right? And then it leads to her Discover Bespoke Restorative Dentistry. Now, that sounds highbrow, right? Because that's what she's doing. I mean, and then it jumps you. Dr. Dickinson loves designing smiles. And yeah, she does cleanings, and yeah, she does ortho and all this other stuff, but she's narrowed her message down to solving this very specific problem that her potential consumer has. And I like that she's honed that in very nicely. I think that's another one to look at. If someone who's, now she's not going to be for everyone. But that to me is the fear that we have to get past as marketers and as business owners, is by part of the reason we push out, I do crowns and I do implants and I love to do Invisalign and I do, I've been in business at this, and I've just, we're trying to widen the net to make us more appealing to everyone. And, you know, I mean, for years and years, your parents taught you trying to please everyone, you're going to please no one. And it's a paradoxical marketing problem in that the narrower we focus our message, the broader the appeal, because we begin to look very put together. We know our audience and we become easier to relate to. And it simplifies the conversations we start having with offices or you know, with prospective patients. And that to me is the fear part that we have to get over as marketers, is I want to put all that somewhere on your site. It should not be on your homepage.
And niching down, there's no problem with that, because I think the conversion rate, exactly to what you said now, if you start to narrow in and you have a clear message, your potential of conversion is also going up. Because, for instance, I know Eric loves well-designed leather boots. He loves a pair of boots. Now, if Eric goes to a site, and I'll do this exercise with you, they have these boots, they have women's, men's, indoor, outdoor, this, you can, the widest selection that you've ever seen, or a company that says, we have a premium crafted boot that is customly fitted to your shoe size and is delivered in this way and whatever for the man that likes the outdoors. In which example does Eric go, this is the brand for me, or no, I'm just going to go with, try and find something.
For sure. Because I assume I can order whatever leather I would want made, or whatever welt, exactly, or sole. Sure. Exactly. No question.
Another client for me that I think did this really, really well is, funny enough, also up in Canada.
What are those Canadians?
Calgary is Reflections Dental Group, Dr. Ashish Mehta. And his whole approach is, I'm a boutique dental practice. I'm not everyone's dentist, but I could be yours. I could be the right one for you. And if you open up his website, it's reflectionsdentalgroup.com. It starts off with one patient, one chair, exceptional care. And immediately that boutique, small, non-conveyor belt dentistry style. And as you scroll through the homepage, you will similarly see that. We're dedicated to your smile. Here's what other people are saying. Here's the way that we do. Here's the three steps in which we're going to help you, and at the time we're going to take to see you. The messaging here is, you're not just going to be another patient on a conveyor belt. We're going to take the time to actually get to know you. You're not going to be rushed. You might pay a bit more, but it's going to be worth the experience that you're going to have compared to the DSO down the road. So that is from the start something he wanted to achieve. And at the end of the day, I think he did that really well in what he put out.
Well, Ian, I mean, we've covered what we're looking for. We've covered some ideas of how to get there, starting with your site, and a couple of examples, man. I think that's might be a good place to wrap it up. And
so I would love to summarize
briefly.
As you know, I love to do.
Briefly or summarizing?
Can those two things be said in the same sentence? With me.
Maybe not by us.
So number one is, stop telling multiple stories at once and find what your story is. What is important to you as a dentist and your dental practice? Don't be scared to niche down and focus on what truly matters to you in the production of your practice and how you want to be seen. Your brand. Find that message. Number two, stop talking about yourself all the time. Figure out what actually matters to a potential new patient and make sure that the messaging on your website is representing that, not in a way that's constantly saying how great you are and the practice is, but the actual problems that you're going to solve for the patient, whether that be medical or financial. Help them choose you through the value that you're going to give them. not because you tell them to choose. And then the final thing is to be the guide in the story that you're trying to tell. Don't try and be the hero. Be the guide and help them through the social proof that you put out there, to the, I mean, the reviews that you're getting into the office, to the messaging that you're putting out, to the videos and the pictures. Be the guide to them so that they are the hero in their story, and then tell that story once you've gotten the messaging done.
That is
your bite. You stopped it. Have you stopped it? No. That's your bite.
That was your bite of diddle marketing.